Mike, thanks so much for having me on this program.
Well, Joe,
we're very, very excited.
Good. And I'm going to try to fix the weather for you on Sunday as well. Looks to be just. It's going to be 88. That's not.
Now that's better. That's better than 95, which they said last week. So
that's exactly right.
That's good. You fixed it for us.
Whew, I know. We got to buy some igloos to get out there and make everybody get cooled off. But before we talk about the event coming up on Sunday, for folks who are not familiar with the Bloomington St. Vincent de Paul Society, you guys are local do-gooders. And I always like to talk to local do-gooders. And tell us your mission and how you help out in our community.
Absolutely. Well, within Monroe County, St. Vincent de Paul is a not-for-profit. We're all volunteer organization that with other agencies and organizations, churches, businesses, we meet the needs of the poor. And our volunteers reach out to those who are suffering in order to hear their story. And in the face of unemployment or illness or other emergency situations, we try to offer comfort, community resource information, and if possible, financial assistance toward their rent, utility bills, and some transportation expenses such as local bus tickets or one to a medical facility in Indy. And then we have furniture volunteers who oversee a furniture and appliance distribution center. We pick up donations, we organize, distribute, and then deliver those items to those in need. So we love what we do. As I said, we're all volunteer and very passionate about what we do in helping others.
How can folks get, if for example, I don't need that bed anymore, or we're not using that couch or chair anymore, you'll come get it and then make sure this gets in the hands of people that need it? How does that
Absolutely.
Work?
Well, they will call our number, which is 812-961-1510, and they will hit button 4, but actually the voicemail that comes on will say which button to push. And then they'll leave their name and phone number, say, I have some things I'd like to donate, and they'll be called back. And we'll be happy to pick those items up and take them to our warehouse. And then when individuals call with that need, we'll be able to deliver. So it's a really neat way to help people who need those beds, tables and chairs, a microwave, a vacuum cleaner, lamps. We just really try to help with all the necessary items to bring some stability into the home.
And when we talk to our friends, we talk to our neighbors or our family members, and they say, well, I'm getting some new furniture. What do I do with my old furniture? Well, here's the solution, folks. You give it to St. Vincent de Paul.
That's right. We need it.
Yeah, they put it in the hands of everybody. I'm going to talk to my great friend Michelle Moss here in 20 minutes from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. And we always tell people, don't throw things away here. We'll find a way to repurpose it and make it work in our community. So that's what St. Vincent de Paul, the society, does here locally. Now you're always looking for volunteers as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly are, because we, as I said, we don't just do the furniture, but we help with the financial aspect as well. And so we need people who will take those phone calls and then assign those individuals to the volunteers who will then contact that person and find out their need and then contact the business, whether it's a property owner or a landlord or whether it's Duke Energy or CenterPoint. We contact them and let them know that we're going to be helping with that bill.
And there's jobs of heavy lifting and lifting the phone. So
you got it. That's right. That's absolutely right. We need help in both areas. That's true.
And some of it is air conditioned and some of it is not. But Joe Gilbertson is our guest today. And coming up on Sunday, you have a big event coming up at Switchyard Park, an afternoon in the park. It's going to benefit St. Vincent de Paul of Monroe County. Tell me what time we get things started and all the great events that are going to be. Oh, Switchyard Park, you can't find a better place to have a party. 57 acres.
It is lovely. Now, it is lovely. And we've been so impressed by the manager there and by the whole area. It's a beautiful area. And also that pavilion is marvelous. And I did want your listeners to know that whether the whether the weather is too hot or rainy, we have tables and chairs set up inside so that people can be comfortable. And inside as well, we have two types of silent auctions, so you do not have to be.
Where did Joe go? Come back, Joe. Oh, there you are. No, I lost you there for a second. I was worried.
Oh, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm glad you're back.
All right.
Okay, so two types of silent auctions. We've got indoor in the pavilion. Okay, great.
We have the restaurant gift cards. And then also in the pavilion, these beautifully filled baskets from major businesses such as Goldcasters. And that's going to be another type of silent auction. And then we have a raffle of themed baskets that hold items from local stores that can be won by buying raffle tickets, let's say $1 for one ticket, but 10 tickets for $5, or the best deal yet is 15 tickets for $10. And again, you do not have to be present to win. Then we have something very new. We're going to have door prizes. So any individual that will come into the pavilion and come by our information table will be given a red ticket with a number on it. And every 30 minutes, we're going to announce that number, and that person will get a door prize. So that would be a lot of fun, too. We're going to have face painting. We have a band, the Just In Case Band, to provide music. And then, of course, a real winner is the fact that we have food trucks. And it will be barbecue, vegetarian, kebabs, Mexican food plus chocolate mousse.
Oh, geez.
So I don't think you can beat that. I know. It will be wonderful. And we do have some games that can be played inside or outside if the weather is, you know, holds up like you're saying. And we're going to go with that.
I would too. Blame me, though. Blame me. That's good. That's good. I can handle it.
Broad shoulders. Broad shoulders.
Coming up this Sunday. This Sunday, June 23rd.
That's right.
From 3:30 to 6:30.
That's right. That's right.
The Switchyard
Park. And I do want to say, I wanted you to know, Mike, I'm sure you know this, but I want your listeners to know that we have been very, very fortunate to have WGCL support St. Vincent de Paul throughout the years for our different annual fundraisers, except during the time of COVID. Of course, we had to stop.
Sure.
But previously, our organization has done a hog roast, but we're trying something new.
I was going to ask you about that. I remember I remember the other parties we've had, but this is different.
That's right.
And there's a ton of parking at Switchyard Park as well. And I think the smart thing is you have the indoor portion as well, so people aren't going to go out there. And if it is a little toasty, you do have the other side. And the pavilion is so great, so great.
It is. It is.
Now, Joe, tell me
and
where this money is going
to
go.
Here to have it.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Tell me where all this money that we're going to raise, how's it going to help St. Vincent de Paul that stays right here in our community, and that's important.
And the money does stay in the community, and it will go toward those things I mentioned, rent, utility bills. It will go toward medical copays, small repairs on cars, bus tickets. It will go on just maybe somebody needs a tire replaced, somebody who needs a medical bill paid at the dentist office. We just try to fill all of those gaps that people need. So they call and they tell us what the need is, and usually we can help. And that's where the money goes. It stays here, and that's where it goes. We have a warehouse that's quite large. It's on Packing House Road. And it is one of many different businesses that are in that huge area. And so we have a rent to pay for that. That's really the basic thing that we pay for. And some computer access, because we need, of course, our database. But all of this that, like, my husband helps with the database. Scott is the one, is the president who's in charge, Scott Alber, and he does a lot of the work that is being done to update the computer aspects. As I said, we're all volunteers, but we really are passionate about what we do.
Oh, I can tell.
out. So the money goes for toward the rent of the warehouse and the computer aspects. Everything else goes to our community members in need. I think that's what we love about it so much.
That's absolutely fantastic. And again, coming up, the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It's a benefit coming up this Sunday. So you don't need no one needs an excuse to go to Switchyard Park. But this is a pretty good one. 3:30.
It's a freebie.
3:30 to 6:30. Stop by and say hi. And I bet you have some great sponsors that have helped make this event possible this year. Anybody you need to thank, go ahead and do that for me.
Well, I'm thanking the Bloomington's Voice right now, WGCL, I am. And then it's the May Agency, Cassie Electrical Contractors, the Knights of Columbus Assembly, the American Legion Post 18, Chandler Funeral Home, Ellisville Dental Center, Philip Papp and his company incorporated, Soft Touch. There were so many that were so willing to sponsor us this year. And we are very grateful. And then we had some individuals as well, the Cough Mills, and I do not want to leave anybody out here.
That's the tough part, isn't it? That's the tough.
But
you mean well. And if you do, it's completely unintentional.
The DeBricker family. I have to throw that in there because they've been wonderful. Okay.
It sounds like you have a lot of wonderful people in your organization, a lot of great volunteers. Joe, give us the number again if somebody would like to help out and volunteer, or if they want to turn in some furniture, or what's the best way to get a hold of your society?
Okay, if they are interested in learning more about St. Vincent de Paul, they can call me. My name is Joe, as you said, J-O, and it's 812-219-5566. If they're calling to donate furniture or need furniture or have a need, they want to call 812-961-1510.